I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
New black guy with good credits.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we have a serious topic for you people, so buckle up. Sean, Karen, today's topic is financial abuse.
Ooh, that's heavy, Matt.
Yep. So needed. So many people are victims of it, and so many people are victimizing people in it. So I just think it's something that people don't talk about. What is financial abuse, man? There's so many definitions of it, but in a nutshell, financial abuse involves controlling or a victim's ability to acquire, use, and maintain financial resources.
Got you. Well, economic abuse, which includes financial abuse, is a form of domestic abuse. It occurs when an abuser restricts a person's ability to acquire, use, and maintain money or other economic resources. That's pretty messed up. This can include refusing to let their survivor open a bank account, controlling how survivors use their income or benefits. They also may have their own money restricted or stolen by the abuser, and rarely do they have complete access to the money and other resources.
Right, and the confusing thing is that sometimes it can even initially look like love, because abusers are clever and they have the capacity to appear very charming and they're very manipulative. So for example, someone could make a statement like, I know you're under a lot of pressure right now, so why don't you just let me take care of your finances? I'll give you some money. I'll help you manage your accounts. I'll give you what you need. And under a circumstance like that, a victim, a survivor may believe that he or she can trust their partner. It's usually a domestic thing, someone that they're in love with, and might willingly give over control of money and how it's spent.
I have a question for the group, though. Before you, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Sean, but can financial abuse, I know you said it's domestic, but could it also be family, like a brother, sister, mother, father? Can family members or just friends, or is this strictly relationships?
It is a relationship dynamic. So I think theoretically could happen in any relationship, really. But most commonly, it occurs between partners or spouses, domestic partners or spouses. And also, people who are quite young and people who are quite elderly are more susceptible to financial abuse. I mean, people who are in their teens and early 20s, especially in some parts of the world, and also the elderly can find their finances being abused by caretakers, family members, whoever.
And you made a good point, Matt, because I don't want to box in like what the definition of a financial abuse should be. And if you feel like, oh, this situation where my sister or cousin keeps asking me for money and goes into my account, this doesn't fall into that realm. I think the point of today's show is, in a serious note, is to be like, just make you look alert of like financial abuse and whatever definition you may define it in your world, and try to like address it and see it. And maybe like this show can kind of give you some pointers on what things you should be looking for and how you should be reacting and that kind of things. Because overall, the forms of financial abuse can vary from situation to situations. And I don't think it's not our point of this show to kind of define an exact situation of what financial abuse should be. So I just want everybody to know that, you know, just kind of listening to the points that we're making, if something's applicable to you, then, you know, hopefully this can help address your current situation, your situation that's happening.
Got it. All right, well, let's take a look at possible indicators of financial abuse. I'll start this off. Number one, do you have any unexplained withdrawals from your bank? You know, I might need to check my wife if I look at my account and I notice there's some stuff going. But all jokes aside, it's a serious thing. If you do notice that there's large sums of money missing, this could be some financial abuse.
Yeah, not even has to be withdrawals, man. It can even be like unusual activity in your bank account. Maybe they're like taking money in, trying to put it back in, taking it out, investing in places you didn't know about. You know, this is all comes out of the fact you have a voice, you know. If you're seeing some unusual activity in your bank account, even if they're saying, well, I put it back in, so what's the problem? No, that's a form of abuse, you know, and unpaid bills that you know are supposed to be paid and not paid. That's another form of abuse.
Right. If you suddenly notice a shortage of money where there was supposed to be money, there could be something going on behind that. If the person who is responsible for the money is reluctant on their part to give basic food and clothes, et cetera, that they're responsible for to others, that's a big red flag too.
And I'm going to defend the men in this. Like I always say in relationships, you know, I've been in a few relationships in my life and, you know, you always hear a man is supposed to provide this and man is supposed to provide that. And some women will take offense if they have to provide, help pay for food, help pay for that. And I'm just like, you know, sometimes I always like to ask, you know, what is your role? You know, I think men should not feel like they're not doing their part, quote unquote, as a man, if they're asking for assistance with, you know, with groceries, with food, with, you know, if the girlfriend moves in, she's paying utility. I don't know if that's offensive. Some women use that and abuse it in any other way, make the man feel like less of a man if he's asking for those things.
Well, at the root of all this, it sounds like there needs to be healthy communication. If you're in a relationship and you're sharing accounts and sharing finances, and like to a lot of the points we just outlined, withdrawals and or unexplained shortages, like if you're not communicating with your partner, you know, you can definitely be leaving yourself open for abusive behavior. So
I know this is very cynical New York of me, but I think that for everybody, you need a little bit of something that's just for yourself. And even though your life partners with someone or have children with someone or are head over heels in love with someone or trust them so much that the people who are at the end that you don't want to be in on of these stories, of financial abuse stories, didn't set out to be that way. You know what I mean? It's a gradual process. And so if you make sure you just have a little bit of something, and what the best case, right, is that you just don't need it and that you just have money sitting around. But if, you know, what crap ever hits the fan, then you have a little bit of protection for yourself. And, you know, the person that you can really trust is you.
I agree completely. Well, another indicator of potential financial abuse is fraud. And this makes me think of how the elderly a lot of times can get taken advantage of. Like sometimes I'll have a phone call with my mom and she'll tell me about someone who, you know, they're calling or trying to, you know, people, you know, just all kinds of shysters, but your own loved ones can mm-hmm. also try to take advantage. And, you know, so we need to look out for our elders and make sure that they're aware of what to look out for and not to get caught up into, you know, people taking their money.
And if your gut is telling you that it's fraud and they try to massage it and act like it's not, and you in your mind is telling you that that's what it is, and, you know, I think you should go with your gut. That's how people get themselves in situations that they didn't even think they were going to be involved in because of believing what somebody's trying to tell them. And, you know, sometimes you should believe your gut.
Mm-hmm. I mean, outright fraud, if you notice, outright theft from you, like physically or just notice the evidence of it, those are possible indicators of financial abuse as well.
Yeah, another one. This is kind of like more recent. This is kind of more trending now and the more the in thing, I would say, more present is like, you know, not sharing the stimulus check, as crazy as that sounds, you know, or being intentionally misleading about its status, like wanting the other person not to know about it, or they even trying to take advantage of it. Yeah, or they're even like counting when your money's coming, asking you if you got your stimulus check when it's coming, like spending your money before you had it. That's that as small as it sounds, you know, these are bonuses that we may not get down the road, and it's your money and your money to enjoy and do what you need to do with it. So I don't think you owe anybody your stimulus check.
That's true. I would say nobody really owes you their stimulus check either, but it is your stimulus check. I think the second part of what you said, like going after your stimulus, like it's their stimulus, is a toxic behavior, a very abusive behavior.
So we all believe in self-stimulation.
Wow.
You would.
I thought we were doing so well on this episode. All right. Well, let's move on to the effects of financial abuse. Financial abuse can leave women with no money for basic essentials, can leave a man with no money for basic essentials. Let's call it what it is. You know, there's some abusive women out there.
Going out the window on the curb and like, I'm being financially abused. Like all the stuff going out the window. You in my house, get out. I've seen it.
People can be abusive regardless of gender. But at the end of the day, people can be left with no money for basic essentials such as food and clothing. It can leave you without access to your own bank accounts, with no access to independent income, and with debts that have been built up by abusive partners set, you know, in your name. So you can be really left out, hung out to dry.
Yeah, just to piggyback off what you're saying, it can leave people feeling trapped, Matt. You know, like I know people that are in situations like that would like to get out of the relationship, but they feel so financially dependent on this person. And this person has for years ran their financial situation and put them in a position where they're really not knowing how to adapt. You know, it can lead them to feeling trapped, and financial abuse leaves victims feeling vulnerable to physical abuse and violence at times as well. It can even go that far.
But there is a difference between gold digging and financial abusing. Like you can be someone who you get into a relationship for all the wrong reasons and you're just taking someone's money. Or I can be someone who is like kind of holding money over someone's. I'm just saying there's kind of a gray area between these two things. Just, you know, it's.
Well, I would say what's getting married for the wrong reason? You know, like if someone's right reason to get married is that someone else is rich and that other person's right reason is that this person's young and hot and wants to get married, then that's the right reason for them, you know? But I think you're right. Like there's certain contexts that can set up financial abuse or like enable financial abuse more easily than others.
Yeah. And when dating partner or spouse uses or controls the money you have earned or saved, they're exploiting your resources. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we have some examples of exploitation. You know, one I would say is trying to control your use of access to money you have earned or saved. I mean, this is where I've been in situations where I'm not comfortable even telling people, you know, what I'm trying to do, where I'm trying to go, because I'm feeling like I could be taken advantage of.
Right. It reminds me of one of your phrases, Sean. Your money is your money. But everyone, male or female, it's like you are entitled to control what's your money that you're bringing in. Someone shouldn't be controlling that or taking it out of your pocket.
Right. Yeah, and a guilt trip is a part of the technique. Like, I know from my perspective, like, you know, like you got it. Why are you worried? You know, like, why are you not going to spend it? And it comes down to like, are you cheap? And, you know, just kind of challenging your integrity and who you are. And that makes you feel like you have to do this or you're going to be less of a person. That's not necessarily the case, you know.
Or even gaslighting you by like maybe spending small amounts and kind of gaslighting you that it's not a big deal, even though it's not really about the amount. It's sort of about the principle of your money being your money and no one really having the right to touch it, you know. So like maybe spending something on your Amazon or using your credit card to buy Dunkin' Donuts or whatever, just like pressing rent on a movie or, you know what I mean? These little things that add up to someone pushing your boundaries a little bit more every time.
Yeah, you made a great point. It's not even sometimes about how much it is. It's just the principle of it, especially if you have your ways in which, like you said, if they're always wanting to go out to eat every day for dinner and you know, like, hey, I try to, you know, be a little bit thrifty on when I do that and, you know, only reward myself a couple times a month because this is how I'm able to save. But then they're challenging that and making you feel less of a person because you are. Then that's a form of abuse. Or, you know, you're using assets for their personal benefits without asking is another form that I'm, you know, is really abusive. And you need to, you know, it needs to be addressed.
Also, taking money or using credit cards without permission, ruining your credit history by running up limits and then not paying bills.
Like, that is so important. I know some people have, because of bad relationships, have messed up their credit. Right. You know, and I still think if you're in a relationship and you love this person, but they're not, you know, credit responsible, then you need to safeguard yourself. Yeah. Love doesn't mean you have to expose yourself like that.
No, 100%. Also, stuff like claiming to have made payments, pay the rent, whatever, pay bills in your name, or maybe that you gave the money for, but not actually doing it or following through, borrowing money, making changes to borrowed money, borrowing without repaying, racking up big debts.
Yeah, and even the entitlement of like my money or my assets, you know, that's what kills me. Like, like we're 2 months in or a year in and you feel entitled to access my money and my assets and not even understanding that they may not be all for you. I may have other people that I'm looking out for in certain ways, and you just feel like you can tell me what to do and how to do is it can be frustrating.
Sorry. Another thing people might do is to try to use budgeting or help with financial decisions as a cover for gaining control over your finances or control over their partner's finances. So, I want to help you with your budget. Oh, let me help you get your credit straight. Why don't you just I'll take a card in my name and I'll, you know, just be mindful or leery of people trying to, you know, if you have trust and great communication, you know, there may be no issues here, but it's kind of an accumulation of things. If you have a person who is actually not out for your good, these are things that people might target or try to get control of your stuff. So they might try to manipulate you by trying to fix your credit or help you with your budget.
I mean, did you guys see the Britney documentary? Like #FreeBritney forever, you guys.
I did not see that, but I had heard.
But that's the gist, is like her conservatorship allegedly has some nefarious reasons, which is like it started out as a mental health thing, but it has a lot of like financial repercussions. And there's a lot of, what's the word for when you have overlapping interests that compete?
A conflict of interest.
And it's a conflict of interest. Thank you so much. Another example, of some kinds of exploitation could be, this is for you, or also if you see it in others, relationships requiring you to bail them out of difficult financial situations. If someone's always asking you to pay their debts or bail them out or whatever, or cover loans or whatever agreements that they've made, that's a pretty massive red flag. So now they owe you money and good luck collecting on that, you know, or they could be actually taking your money, confiscating your paycheck or other sources of income. That would be even more jacked up.
And this show is, you know, really about if you see somebody going through this, to highlight this thing to them, because most times when you're in it, you're not even realizing you're in it. You know, especially if you've been in it for a long time, it just becomes a kind of a norm and you just get used to this type of abuse. But it is abuse. You know, even intercepting or opening your bank statements or other financial records. Like, I mean, who wants that? You come home and your mail is open and your personal information is open. You know, that's an invasion of privacy, and that is really a form of abuse, because then you're going to be nervous as to what they're going to see and what they're going to question, you know?
At the end of the day, I definitely would recommend, after kind of going through all of these topics and all these examples, is people who are suffering under these circumstances, it's about controlling your situation, gaining financial literacy, making sure you know where your money's supposed to be going, making sure you're educated and not depending upon someone else who can just take advantage of maybe your ignorance or of your, you know, any vulnerabilities. You got to educate yourself.
Right. And I mean, we talk about, you know, there's recognizing signs of red flags and triggers and signs of abuse, but there's also keeping an eye on your own stuff. And I think sometimes it can be really tempting and feel really good, especially when you love someone and trust them, to let them kind of take over the money stuff that you're not comfortable dealing with. Like, it's stressful. You don't want to deal. Maybe you have some debts you don't want to worry about. And they're like, I'm going to smooth it over and take care of it for you. And that can feel really good. But the truth is that you could pay a really heavy price for outsourcing responsibility of your own finances. And like on this show, the kind of message I feel like that we're always getting at is that it's actually not that hard to keep an eye on your stuff and just take control of it and make incremental changes that are basic that anybody can take for your financial health.
Exactly. And don't feel like if you're in something, you've been in for so long that they have the ability to hold you ransom by claiming they're going to report you, or they're going to say that you're cheating or you've been misusing benefits or different things that they may have over you, that you feel like, oh my God, I can't get out of this because this person has some kind of ransom on me. I think you should be brave enough to know that, you know, to free yourself of it, because it can be very, very stressful to you and cause a lot of mental and maybe even physical damage.
Well, before we bring this show to a conclusion, we have to take a quick sponsor break. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit as we are discussing financial abuse. So stay tuned.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Black guys. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today we are discussing financial abuse. We've gone over a lot of the examples or maybe indicators that financial abuse may be going on, things for you to watch out for. And now I just want to bring this show to a conclusion. And I just think people need to know, if you suspect that your partner or spouse is financially abusive, contact an advocate, a counselor, or a religious leader right away. Financial abuse is not something that gets better with time. In fact, it often escalates and could lead to other types of abuse.
Right. Financial abuse is actually a physically unsafe state for you to be in. It limits your physical options for being safe and keeping people who depend on you safe. So if you don't have a counselor or a religious leader or someone that you can go to who can help, please contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 for confidential assistance from trained advocates.
Yeah, I would say just because it may not be, quote unquote, a criminal activity or event that's happening doesn't mean you can't go seek help. And this person cannot exit from your life and you can't, you know, move past this type of abuse. So I just want all those that are listening, because I know sometimes even if you go to the police or whatnot, you may feel that they're not there for you because a crime hasn't been committed. But you can go to, like who Matt was mentioning, you know, you can go to advocates, you can call hotlines and really try to get to help you, and know that the more pressure you put on that person that's abusing you and let them know that other people are knowing what you're doing to them will more make things change. You know, you're helping them, supporting that person and allow them to continue if you kind of bottle it up and keep it inside and don't let anybody know what's happening in your life.
All right, people. I imagine that if you're dealing with someone who is financially abusing you, there may be other abusive behaviors going on. So you really should definitely seek help and reach out. And like I always say each week, nothing changes if nothing changes. I'm Matt Smith for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis, one third of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And honestly, if you're going through something like this, or even some shade of something like this, it sounds not pleasant or fun, and it's your right to not be experiencing that. And it's a giant red flag and a behavior that's probably not going to improve. So it is okay to peace out and not to stick around in a situation that's not good for you.
And I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And like I say every week, your money is your money. It truly is. You know, keep it in your damn pocket. I'm not telling you not to share or not to help, but understand if your help and your generosity, your kindness is being taken advantage of, then like Karen said, get the hell out of Dodge and peace out. Black guys.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.